Diversion Audio.
Previously on the Royals of Malibu.
Ella, wake up.
Reed, what time?
Easton overdosed.
What?
They're taking him to the ER. Dad is riding with him in the ambulance. I need you to get dressed, okay?
I am Maria Royal's son. I have her eyes and her habits.
Can we get someone to fix Brooke's hair? Let's poof this time, please.
We are so firing this glam team. They are incompetent.
I think it is supposed to be simple. Like how things are with you and me.
Easy. I like easy.
Babymaybe.jpg?
I don't want to jump to conclusions, but you could pay $9.99 and get a pretty convincing fake ultrasound with your name and everything. Plus, I saw her drinking.
Holy shit. Brooke isn't pregnant.
Nothing feels as good as unstrapping your fake baby bump at the end of a long day. It's like taking off your bra. If your bra was a ticking time bomb that will eventually ruin your engagement and cause everyone you love to turn on you.
Connected to Brooke's iPhone.
Crystal clear that your head over heels, but don't come any closer, my dear. Cause when I get mad, I cannot control what might happen.
Callum always asks why I spend most nights at my condo. And it's a fair question, seeing as I begged him for a year to move into the royal mansion. The truth is, even I need space sometimes. Space to pop an edible, unwind, and have a glass of wine without worrying. I get it. If you hate me, seems like a lot of people are hating on me these days. I used to think the worst feeling in the world was everyone hating me for no reason. But actually, the worst feeling is everyone hating me because I kind of deserve it.
Incoming call from Ella Sinclair.
Decline!
Incoming call from Dinah O'Halloran.
Ugh. Oh my God. Fine. Alexa, answer. And saucy Cruella de Vil. How are you?
I'm feeling impatient, Brooke. You haven't been returning my calls.
Things have been absolutely loco with the brand launch. I mean, I didn't realize how hectic everything would be.
You know I don't like being kept waiting. My entire life I have been subjected to the whims of others.
Totally. I know. Your ex-husband was a nightmare who never listened to you, and somehow that's become my responsibility.
I'm asking you to fulfill your promise. You said you would gift me a copy of that scintillating sex tape to add to my lawsuit against Callum. Where is the video, Brooke?
I know. I feel like I've been making a lot of snap decisions lately. My brain is kind of everywhere.
Don't tell me you're getting cold feet.
I don't know if releasing the video is the right move. I was angry before, really angry. But it may not be in my best interest to blow up the entire arrangement I have with Callum.
You promised me you would send me the video. This lawsuit will fall apart if I don't hand it over.
You are killing my buzz right now.
You are a spoiled brat. Completely ungrateful for everything I have done for you.
Alexa, volume down.
Do you have any idea how much my credibility has suffered since I associated with you? When I first met you, you owned one pair of peep-toe Louis Vuittons and dressed like a hotel lobby escort. You were a laughingstock then, and after I rid myself of your miserable company, you will become an embarrassment once again. You are classless. You are nothing without me. Everyone can see right through your cheap exterior.
Jesus, Dinah?
You're supposed to be my friend, you know?
This is the end for you, Brooke. You don't see it. You're backed into a corner and everything you worked for is going to fall apart. You're a stupid little girl making stupid choices.
Oh my God, Dinah, please stop. I can't stand it when you get like this. Please, please calm down.
You'll stop when you decide to make a smart decision for once.
I can't do it, okay? I can't make it. My life will be torn to shreds. I can't handle that stress right now.
Do you really think there's any chance of you getting out of this mess unscathed?
I'm going to think of something.
There is no chance whatsoever that this fairy tale ending you're dreaming of will actually come to pass. Do you think Callum truly loves you? The only reason you got back together was because of your so-called pregnancy.
I think he did miss me. Part of him missed me.
And let's talk about this pregnancy. What is going to happen when these 9 months pass, Callum must already be suspicious that you've never taken him to a single doctor's appointment.
He works a lot, and I told him I'd rather he take time off after the baby comes.
After the baby comes? And what exactly is going to happen when your due date passes and there is no baby? You're not pregnant, darling. Who on earth lies about something like that?
You're going to get me a baby.
I beg your pardon.
You're basically an heiress, right? Your family history is probably generations of shady British royalty shit, just like every other British family if you look back far enough.
Where am I supposed to find a baby?
Figure it out. You want the video? Get me a baby!
You've completely lost your mind.
Alexa, end call!
Miserable.
Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. Don't fucking pity me. I hate when people feel sorry for me. I made my bed, and now I have to lie in it. Got it? Maybe Callum will understand. Maybe I'll get away with it all. Maybe I can turn this shit around. I don't need anyone. I can figure this out. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to get hammered on Chardonnay and pass out. Tomorrow's launch day. And I have never felt worse.
All right, all right, pow, pow, pow. All right, now rub your lips together for me.
This matcha is a lifesaver, seriously. The baby gives me heartburn and I was up all night.
Oh my God, you look so beautiful.
Oh my God, guys.
Girl,
stop.
You are so gorgeous.
Seriously, stop.
Your skin, perfect.
Like, stop! Oh, I can put on the dress myself.
Are you sure? The zipper might be hard to reach.
Oh no, no. I'm super self-conscious of my mom bod, so I'll just step in here. That was a lot, right? It's not just me. I pop another edible to take the edge off. Now that my fake pregnancy has forced me to be sober in public, my gummies are the only thing keeping me going. Ella, again? Yeah.
No.
Do you ever just look at yourself in the mirror and just fucking hate what you see? Oh shit! Ugh, I can't cry in fresh makeup. Ugh, Ella left me a voicemail.
Brooke, you need to call me right the fuck now, okay? This is serious. I need to talk to you before this launch party, so call me back.
Yeah, no. Go the fuck away, Ella. baby. You look handsome.
You're gorgeous as always. I don't want to mess up your makeup.
Ah, such a gentleman.
Yeah, well, one sec.
Baby, do you think you could put the phone away for like one night?
Oh, yes, of course.
It's just that we've talked about this like a lot.
I know. Jonathan was just confirming the Escondido property closed, and that doesn't matter because tonight is about you.
Thank you, baby.
How are you feeling?
I could die from excitement.
Floor 73.
So, do you like it?
It's fucking perfect!
Hi, Brooke.
Are the PR people here yet? What about the board?
They're just arriving now. Their swag bags are at their tables.
Excuse me, honey. I'm gonna go welcome Lorenzo and his wife.
And the DJ is?
He's setting up outside.
The photo booth.
The influencers are already going crazy.
Thank God. Do you think the vibe is good?
Brooke, it's perfect. Sexy old Hollywood. Very glam.
Thanks, girl. Can you check on catering?
You got it, babe. 15 till your welcome speech.
Don't call me babe. You didn't call me back! Ella! Jesus, you scared me! You shouldn't sneak up on people.
I need to talk to you. Privately.
Too bad, we're at a party. We'll have to wax each other's legs later.
This is serious, okay? You were in some deep shit.
I don't know what you're talking about, but I know it needs to wait until after the party.
It's over, Brooke. Seriously.
Your dress is beautiful. Looks like something I would have picked out for you.
Yeah, I hope I never end up like you.
Oh, yeah. I hope that for you, too. Excuse me. In through the nose, out through the mouth. In through the nose, out through the mouth. What does Ella have on me?
What is my favorite meal? 10 till your speech, and the VIPs will love the swag bags. Are you okay?
Yeah, just a little lightheaded. I'm fine. Don't call me a MILF ever again.
Noted. You know, my sister had a really tough first trimester, and then she switched to no solid foods, just oil pulling and a water with lemon before noon. It cured everything.
That's insane advice. Ugh. Ugh, shit. Sorry.
It's okay. Let's sit you down, girl. Oh my god. I'll get you a water.
My head is spinning. The stress is eating at my brain. The only people here who like me are my employees. What is the point of this? What is the point of any of this?
Okay, they didn't have any oil, but I have water with lemon.
Thank you.
Do you want to push your speech?
Or... No.
Are you sure? You look a little not like yourself.
Yeah, I'm sure. I have a lot I need to say.
High school senior girls descend on Mobile, Alabama every summer to compete for a massive cash prize. It isn't Survivor, it's one of America's most lucrative scholarship competitions for teen girls. It's been around for 7 decades. Now you'll hear what took place behind the scenes. From Pineapple Street Studios in Wondery comes the competition. Host Shima Oliahi was Nevada's contestant nearly 20 years ago. Now she is returning as a judge to find out what 2 weeks with 50 of the country's most ambitious teens can tell us about girlhood in America. What happens when the competitors are thrown into the deep end with the best and brightest? And how does surviving the competition prepare them for everything that comes after? Follow The Competition on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcast. You can binge all episodes of The Competition early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
The sight of Brooke's perfectly Botoxed face makes me fucking furious. She's not pregnant. She's a lying, manipulating, phony little... Who are you sending that novel to?
Oh, sorry. Let me turn the sound off.
Those are a lot of paragraphs. Are you text fighting again?
I posted the hottest selfies of my life on Snap. Tam viewed them and didn't respond.
Okay, are you two broken up or are you guys together?
We're dating each other, but also dating other people to see if maybe we like those other people more than we like each other.
You did like some of those people though, right? You liked them a lot.
That's not the point.
Isn't that exactly the point?
So, Tam viewed my Snap stories, didn't respond. Obviously, I text her and call her out on it.
Why would you do that?
Because social media engagement is my love language, Ella.
Oh my God.
Then she sends me a voice memo. Listen.
Hey. Sorry if it's loud. I'm driving. I think we should cool it for the night. You should have fun with your friends and try not to think about us. I want what's best for you, Val.
What's the problem?
She turned off her location. That's the problem.
You two share locations?
I know. I'm being obsessive. But I love her, though.
Val, this is not a healthy love.
I'm putting my phone away. See?
Sorry if I'm not being super sympathetic, okay? My head is all over the place and... Oh, God, it's Isaac.
You don't sound too excited. Didn't you invite him?
Yeah, I did. And I am excited to see him. I don't know why I'm reacting like this.
You still like him, right?
Obviously I like him. It's just weird to see him here with the Royals and everyone else, isn't it? Like, when you see your teacher at the grocery store, it feels wrong somehow. Oh, is he coming over here? Oh, he's waving. Hi.
He has a good body for a coder. Fills out that suit for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, he's the full package.
Girl, if you don't keep him, I will. I mean, not to date or have sex with, ugh, but for opening jars and piggyback rides. You know, it's like strong guy stuff.
He would do that. Oh no, there's Reed.
Looks like your boyfriends are gonna have a kiki.
Wait, are they really talking to each other?
Mm-hmm. It goes a little like this. Bro, I love your biceps. No, bro, your traps.
I don't know. Reed looks pissed.
That's kinda his face though, right?
Are they gonna fight?
If I know Reed, yeah, they're definitely going to fight.
Ugh, great. I gotta break this up before the testosterone makes them go full UFC. Before I can get to Reed and Isaac, Brooke steps on stage. Her fake baby bump makes me feel like going UFC.
Thank you all so much for being here today. For those of you who don't know me, my name is Brooke Davidson, and I am the founder of Baby Glam.
Yeah, how's your blood pressure?
Easton, I feel like I'm having a heart attack, actually.
What are we gonna do about her?
This lifestyle brand is obviously near and dear to my heart. From sexy maternity wear to dewy makeup for your little ones, Baby Glam is about to revolutionize motherhood.
Did you know what this company was about?
Never asked, but yikes.
I know. It sounds so frivolous, doesn't it? But let me tell you, society has a motherhood problem. And no, I'm not talking about your mother-in-law. I'm talking about the way we treat mothers. From a lack of accessible prenatal health care, ridiculously short maternity leave policies, and a lack of postpartum support, it's hard to be a mom. I know on my very worst mental health days, sometimes the only thing that cheers me up is putting on a full face of makeup and a cute outfit.
Is Brooke killing it? Do people like Brooke?
They won't after tonight.
You're going to tell people about the Schmeich pregnancy? Like a reverse gender reveal? Surprise, there's no gender because there's no baby.
She needs to be the one to tell Callum. Okay, it's going to break his heart, so it would be better if it came from her.
How are you going to get her to do that?
I don't know. I'm going to figure it out, but she has to tell him.
Hang on, I need some water.
No!
Whoops! Just a little stumble.
Oh, yeah, she's high as hell. I'm jealous she has brown eyes, so no one could tell her pupils are probably as big as saucers.
Is she high? Or just losing her fucking mind?
You know who isn't being supported during this pregnancy? This girl. Me. I'm the girl. Thank God for Sephora and Pilates, because I gotta find my joy somehow, am I right? My future stepkids hate me.
Hi, Easton Royal, Brookhater.
Easton!
My own fiancé has been on his phone this entire night. Hi, baby! Are you even listening to me up here?
Holy shit, Callum looks freaked out.
This is amazing.
Actually, everyone in this room probably took one look at me and assumed I would never actually launch. But here I am, bitches!
Woo! Good job, Brooke!
Shut up, Easton!
Okay.
All of you think that I'm stupid because I grew up in the trailer park and I have a valley girl accent. I hear your little jokes. I notice the looks you give me. Every woman, even me, deserves to feel important.
Is that it?
Bye!
Honestly, respect!
Thank you, Brooke, for speaking to us so honestly. Let's give it up for Brooke and Baby Glam!
Well, Brooke has officially lost it. Oh, there goes Dad.
God bless Callum.
Someone has to talk to her.
Why are you looking at me like that?
Well, if I follow them, Brooke will stab me to death.
I'm going to make sure she doesn't kill him.
One night! One night! Do you think I'm a joke, too?
No, not at all.
Whatever! Hey. You don't care about me at all!
Baby, calm down. This isn't good
don't
for the baby.
Don't tell me to calm down!
Listen, baby. I'm sorry.
Stop
about my phone.
Calling me baby!
I'm sorry about my phone, okay?
No, you are not. If you were sorry about your phone, you wouldn't have been on it all night.
I'm sorry about my phone. I got an email from Jonathan, and the deal was almost...
I got an email from Jonathan! Who cares about Jonathan?
Ella, go back inside.
Is everything okay out here?
Callum, you are constantly apologizing, but you never... ever change. And you never will because you don't care.
That's not true.
You don't care about how I feel. Not really. I thought I could push all of that aside. But I can't do it anymore.
Brooke, wait.
I'm sorry, Callum. I didn't want to make a huge scene. I know you care about me somewhere down there, but you don't love me. Not the way I deserve. This is over.
Callum, are you okay?
Hey, I need a moment.
Hello, darling. Beautiful view.
Dinah?
That went a bit topsy-turvy, didn't it?
What do you want?
I've considered your proposal, and I'm afraid I must decline.
Yeah, well, I have another offer.
Oh?
Yeah. This lawsuit is about to get messy, and I don't want Callum or anyone else getting dragged into it because of me. So, I give up.
I'm sorry, what does that mean?
You can have everything. Okay, custody of me, power over my trust, just please leave the royals alone.
You are willingly giving me uncontested authority over a trust worth $100 million.
If you are what happens to people when they get $100 million, then I don't want any of it. Okay, you can legally adopt me, we'll split the trust, and I'll live in your haunted penthouse mansion until the day I turn 18. Okay, I just want this to be over. Deal?
Wait, yes! You have a deal!
Dinah leans in and kisses me on each cheek. I know everyone is going to think I'm making a mistake, but I have to do what's right. Not just for me, but for the people I care about.
Dinah won't stop until she wins. So, I'm letting her win.
I'll have my lawyers reach out first thing tomorrow morning. You've made a very smart choice, Ella. Have a good night.
Oh, great. You're leaving.
Oh, I'll stick around for another cocktail, but there's no reason for me to stay long. I've got everything I want.
Choice feels a little insensitive.
Hey, Elle.
How's Callum?
He's pretty beat up.
Fuck. Brooke actually dumped him?
Yeah, and then disappeared into the night.
Fucking crazy. I saw you talking to Isaac earlier.
I hate it. Hearing you say his name.
What were you saying to him? You're not, like, threatening him, right?
What kind of espionage shit do you think I'm into? You do just a little breaking and entering and everyone thinks you're one of the spy kids?
I'm serious.
I'm so done with this love triangle. I bet you haven't talked to him this entire night.
Tonight has been extremely chaotic.
You like him. I get that. He's a good guy. For real. But you've probably barely even thought about him.
Whatever, Reed.
You think I don't see you staring at me around the house, at school, when you're talking to him?
Reed is so close to me. I watch his lips move. I want to reach out and touch him, hold him, but instead, I pull away. I can't.
You're a good person, Ella.
I'm gonna check on Callum. Hey, Val, have you seen Callum?
At the bar. He's looking rough.
It's gonna be okay. It's all right.
Oh, Dad, look! It's your favorite child.
Hey, Callum.
I'm gonna leave you with Ella. She's a lot better at this feeling stuff.
You shouldn't be checking in on me. You know that, right? These are grown-up problems.
Hey, I live in that house, too. This affects all of us.
I guess you're right.
How are you feeling?
Guilty? I should have stepped up. I should have tried harder to make it work.
This isn't your fault. Brooke is... She's
the mother of my child, and she hates me. And now I'm going to have another child grow up resenting me.
Callum, you don't understand.
No? What don't I understand?
There's something that Brooke needs to tell you. Is she still here?
I think she's hiding out in the bathroom. I should probably leave.
Do not leave yet. Promise me.
All right.
Just stay here. Just don't move, okay? Seriously.
Okay. Children, Jesus.
What? I know you're not really pregnant.
Keep your fucking voice down.
You need to tell Callum the truth. Okay, I know he could be absent-minded and he hasn't always been the best boyfriend, but you have more than gotten your revenge, don't you think?
I don't owe any of you anything.
He doesn't deserve what you're putting him through. None of us do. You are a selfish wannabe Kardashian. You know that no one in Malibu wants you here, so before you fly away on your broomstick, you better tell him the truth.
You better watch your mouth, kid. You have no idea what I'm capable of.
Everyone is gonna be so relieved when they find out you aren't actually gonna be having a child. I can't imagine a worse mother than you. That's all you got? Let go of me, you fucking bitch!
I'm going fucking nuclear, Ella. I'm gonna release the video. I'm gonna tell the whole world about you and Reed sleeping together right under Callum's nose. About Maria O.D. Everything. I will dig up dirt about you and that miserable family until your lives are fucking ruined. Oh, the night's still early, babe. You're about to see exactly what I am. Move out of my way!
Three tulips in a twist. Hand out bars like communists. No, I can never ever get back all the things I missed. I'm that man they think you got the gist.
On the season finale episode of The Royals of Malibu...
You know, you can just be with who you want to be with.
It's more complicated than that.
Is it, though?
I won't allow this. As your guardian, I forbid you.
I'm 17, and you're my temporary guardian, right?
I need you to choose.
I know. I'm going to.
Tonight.
Something wrong? You sound sad.
I don't want to hurt anyone.
You're looking rough, Ella. Beautiful, of course, but these royals really do a number on you.
The Royals of Malibu is a production of Diversion Audio in partnership with Pod People. Starring Alyssa McKay as Ella Sinclair, Chris Cafaro as Reed Royal, Nick Cafaro as Easton Royal, Armin Taylor as Callum Royal, Francesca Agramonte as Valerie Gonzalez, Hannah Montoya as Savannah Gonzalez, Burgundy Trejo Phoenix as Brooke Davidson, Edgar De Santiago as Isaac Delgado, Maura Vincent as Dinah O'Halloran, Erica Dawson as Maria Royal, Stephanie Sherry as Lucy and Margaret Sinclair, Jason E. Kelly as Private Investigator. Directed by Matt Sav. Written by Kiana Catty Blue and Lindsay Plussard. Produced by Amy Machado, Emma DeMuth, and Jacob Bronstein. Production management by Ashton Carter. Story development by Emma DeMuth and Jacob Bronstein. Editorial direction by Scott Waxman. Casting by Lindsay Plussard and Alex Vicmanis. Sound editing, sound design, and engineering by Michael Aquino, Morgan Foose, and Carter Wogan. Dialogue editing by Adam Raimonda. Theme music by Eric Zeiler. Associate producer, Shay Woditz. Consulting producers, Chris Cafaro and Nick Cafaro. Executive producers, Jacob Bronstein, Mark Francis, Rachel King, Alyssa McKay, Matt Sav, and Scott Waxman. For more information, visit diversionaudio.com.
Diversion Audio.